Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God, that your word, God, that it does not return for it, God, but that it accomplished that which we please. It prospers in the things whereto we sent it. And we said, thank you, God. Thank you for making ways out of no ways for us, oh God. We said, thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you, God, you're the one that's upon our every need, God, according to your riches and glory. Through Christ Jesus, God. And we said, thank you, God. Thank you for perfecting that which concerning us today, oh God. Thank you for looking on our neighbors. Thank you for looking on our family. Thank you that the host of angels, God, they encamp around in a balance, oh God. They're doing battle for us, oh God. And we said, thank you, God. Thank you that no weapon, God, that is formed against us, God, shall prosper, God. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We honor you today, God. We bow down before you, God. We stand in your presence, God. We stand in your presence, God. And we say, thank you for life, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for life, God. We choose life today. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come in your presence. Thank you for loving on us, God. Thank you for wrapping your arms around us. Thank you for keeping us, God. Oh, God, so many situations could have taken us out, God. But because of your mercy, because of your loving kindness, because of your grace, God, you're so fit to say not so. And we said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for saving our loved ones, God, because your word says we can call those things which are not, God, and so they be already. So, Father, we say thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that victory is our name. We thank you, God, that we're not waiting to be set free, but we are free already. For he who the Son set free is free indeed. And we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Free in our minds, free in our spirit, free to worship you, God. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ears to hear, oh God. Anoint our ears afresh, oh God. God, minister to us in our ear case today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, take the scales off our eyes, God, that we can see clearly, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, word our mouth, God. Go before us, Heavenly Father. Make our crooked way straight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that things come in alignment, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for shedding your blood, God. For there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in your blood, God. And we said, thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you that the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of the blood, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving your only begotten Son that we, God, can have eternal life. And we said, thank you, God. We don't take it for granted, but we said, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody that believes it, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Dr. V. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome by one of our young people.
Well, welcome to the Love Zone. I hope you have
100.
Welcome to the Love Zone. I hope you have a great time, and I hope you have a welcome to the Love Zone. I hope you have a great time. I hope you have a great Easter. And I hope you have a great week.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
She said, I hope you have a happy Easter and a great week.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah. I don't need all three. After one, he laughing at me because my hubby bought me three glasses. Two.
Better to see you with my love. We have fun here at the Love Zone again. I'm going to echo our young lady. She welcomed the whole world to the Love Zone today and Unfailing Love Ministry. We are among a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. How do you know that? Look around, Dr. B. Do you see 5,000 or 6,000 or 8,000 people?
Yes.
I see some witnesses, and they are a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. Amen. And so we're excited about the great cloud of witnesses. We to hear from the Lord today. Some people would say that this is the second night. This was the night that Jesus went down to hell. Notice, you know, the Holy Spirit just told me that just before I walked up here. Notice where Jesus had to go to wrestle the keys to the kingdom. He didn't have to go up to heaven in some corner of heaven where God had kicked Satan to. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament that he, Lucifer, was kicked out of heaven and a third of the angels that agreed with him. Now, you can debate where they went, but I'll tell you, the Bible tells us that Jesus went down to Hades. He went down and he wrestled with the enemy and to get the keys to the eternal life, and he brought them back up. He got up on the third day with all power in his hand. Amen? And he did that for who? He did it for us. I posted on Facebook this morning, God, he did it for love, and he did it for me. Amen. And my response to that is, I love you too, Jesus. Amen? Amen. So however you are celebrating this resurrection weekend, we choose not to do it with Easter eggs and bunnies because it ain't about eggs and bunnies. Amen. Now, don't get it twisted. We got a little something for our kids to snack on. Amen. But they ain't going to be thinking about Easter bunnies. They going to be thinking about Jesus. Amen. The one who is the lover of their souls. Amen. The one who brought them a new beginning in life. Once they accepted him, they became a new creature, and Christ is being formed in them daily, and they're learning how to lead with love here at Unfailing Love Ministries, and we're excited about that. Amen? Amen. So glory to God. We're going to have our leadership teacher now by Elder Doug, and after that teaching, we're going to sing a congregational hymn, something that leads us to. We want you to join in with us. And then immediately following that, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Amen. Amen. This message is so potent, we may have to hold on to our seats. Amen. Because he may jet us up to heaven. Amen. By the time this word rolls out. Amen. So we're going to hold on for the word of the Lord brought by our minister, Matthew. Amen. This is considered here in our house his official message as a minister launching him out into the kingdom. Not just Unfailing Love Ministries, but into the gospel kingdom, amen, to do what God has called him to do. He will be licensed and ordained to go forth and do that, amen. Young man, amen. How many of you know that our days are numbered? We ain't got time to wait till we get old and gray, amen, to decide we to run long enough and we want to preach the word of God. Amen. You better preach it while he give it to you, amen. We had a young man here earlier last year. He was only 8 or 9 years old. He's preaching some good gospel. And since he left here, he's preaching some more good gospel. Amen. All over the place. Amen. We don't know how many days we have. The scripture says, work while it's day. Night coming when no man can work. Amen. After you close your eyes, you can't work. Amen. Elder Goo's going to work now. He's going to work us a leadership lesson, and we welcome him now in Jesus' name. Elder Douglas Goo.
Praise the Lord, church. Amen. I want to thank God, who's the author and finisher of my faith.
Yes.
All elders, all pastors, my beautiful wife, Dr. V, tolerates me a lot. But today, she told me to make sure it's about love. So I'm going to be coming out of Romans chapter 8. I'm going to start at verse 28. And I'm going to let you read 28. I'll read it. When you have it, say amen. As I read 28, then I'm going to talk about it a little bit. As we are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love him and accept his invitation to live according to his plan. Okay, notes here tell me that I had written down and says that, and we know that all things work together to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now it also in verse 8:31 it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, you know that God gave his only begotten son. Now, I want everyone to think about this. Now, you know, some people won't give you a time. I'm talking about this only son. That's your only child. Let's say your only child, you have to sacrifice, like Abraham. And he was willing to do that for our sin. So that right there teaches me that he loves us. Now, anyone here willing to give up their kid? Think about that. But he was willing to do it. And at the same time, what happened after that? It says, he that spared his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give up all things? Now, I have put a title to this. Who couldn't love a God like this? Who couldn't love a God? Now, he gave up his only begotten son for us that we may be able to live. Because, you know, it all started in the garden with Adam and Eve. So he had to come back down here and I say, fix it. He had to come down here and fix it. So he gave up his only begotten son. Now, a lot of people, are we under the impression that everything is going to be all right? God doesn't love us when we have problems. But the Bible said we're going to have trials and tribulation. What has to be is we have to be, as Minister Lonnie said, we have to be anchored in the Lord. Just because you run into a roadblock doesn't mean he doesn't love us. But we know that if everybody got everything they wanted, you would see less people than church. They wouldn't come to church. A lot of times people only come to church when they have a problem. But God wants us to, he shows us his love. You know that he should have consumed us a long time ago when we were doing everything big and bad enough to do. But he's kept us around. The Bible says, the writer says that we were here for a purpose. He already knew that Pastor Valerie was going to be a pastor. He already knew that. I don't care how many times she tried to fight it, he knew that. I don't care how many times I tried to get away from being a deacon, I always ended up in the church. You cannot fight God. What he has planned for you, and he loves us. But we know that he loves us because any time you give up something that you love, that is a sacrifice. Yes, you know, if I have to, one of my friends did this initial sermon about me. We went to a party, and he took his coat off, and he stole his coat. And I had two coats. I gave him one at the bus stop, and he did his sermon, gives the clothes off his back. And that's what God does for us. He gives us his best, not the second best. He gives us the best. He gave us his only son. Now, it didn't say he had more sons. He just had one. Now, some of us got more than one child or more than one possession, and we will not give it up. That rich man, when they asked Jesus, what should I do? What did he tell them? Give up all your stuff, get to the poor man. He said, oh, wait a minute. Now, I thought you were just talking about a few dollars here. Yeah. I wasn't planning on doing that. But this is what God is saying, that we have to make a sacrifice. We have to realize that when we run into trials and tribulation, that he still loves us. Like Pastor Valerie says, that she knows that he had his arms around her. I know that that airplane that I was in should have crashed. When I can see the trees, that means we're getting close to the ground. But he had another plan for me. He showed his love. And we have to do that also. We have to make some sacrifices. We have to give up some things and some people in order to be successful. Like we were talking about, the devil has it all planned for you. You got it all planned for you. Don't you go to church today. You know that pastor ain't want that, but you'll find it. Go to the football game. Give it to them. We don't complain about when we go pay to see the Redskins. We spend $200, but God wants us to give his best. But he gave his best. And what he did is that when he also rose on what? The third day. And a lot of people trying to say he didn't rise somebody. So he rose. Evidence that he rose because he did what? If I'm in a hurry to get out of somewhere, I'm not going to take my time and fold my clothes. Mm-mm. I ain't got time to do all that formality stuff. And they put a big old boulder in front and just to let you know that it couldn't be moved by ordinary people. somebody had to move. And we still want to say that it didn't happen. But I'm here to tell you, it did happen. I know that that airplane was supposed to crash, and I know that that bomb that I put my head on was supposed to go off. But it didn't. And it was a live bomb. So when I want to summarize this, because I want to thank you, everybody, because I'm on Minister Back to Health Time, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for what you didn't do, because I know you can do it. I know you're capable. I know you're more than capable. Hallelujah. God be for us. God be for us. Who can be against us? We want to pray for us in Jesus' name. Pray for me.
When I think about what God is doing, I want to cast a vision for you for Minister Matthew come up here. I was driving here from the store, picking up some goodies for my children, and I began to think about what God has in store for us. And I got excited because he's sending us the right people, amen, to minister to us in our infancy stage, amen.
Yes.
He's sending us people, and y'all notice it, and even today, even up to today, he's sending us people who love Jesus. They're not here for any form or fashion. They're not trying to get an honorarium. They're not trying to get a reputation. Even the word said God, Jesus, made himself up of no reputation, amen. They ain't broadcasting, I'm preaching here, come see me, this and that and the other. They just want to be where God wants them to be, to do what God wants them to do. And I started seeing in a vision, Pastor Lonnie, the kind of sanctuary that God would build for people with hearts like our hearts. Amen?
Yes.
I began to see a nice 500-member sanctuary. Like, whoa, that's limiting, Dr. B. No, I don't really want to have more people than I can touch personally. Amen? Some people may go for mega, mega, may work for you. I'm country girl, beautiful country girl from Texas, and I I think in Texas, the only thing should be big is a state. Amen. But the house of God, amen. How many of you want to grow up in a family that there's so many children there, you don't ever get a chance to sleep in bed with your parents? Amen. You can't ever sit at the table. You got to sit over in the corner somewhere, you know, and eat off the sofa somewhere, because there ain't no room at the table because so many people there. Amen. Jesus gave us a good example. Amen. He had close up ministry, personal, with 12 disciples. Amen. And at one time he swelled to 70, and then another time he just for a day or two. Now 2 days he had 5,000, 8,000 people, but he didn't want all the people following him around. In fact, some of them, he said, y'all stay over here, I'm going over there. So Jesus didn't go for mega. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with mega if you can handle mega. But I saw a 500-seat sanctuary. Get back to my vision. 500-seat sanctuary. And I saw in there a beautiful school, amen, for K through 12. I saw a wonderful library. I know I have about books, amen. I saw a beautiful gym so our young people and older people too can play basketball. They can play, exercise. I saw a spa, you know, sauna, whirlpool, all that. So we got to stay healthy for the kids. Those got to be on kingdom, right? Amen. And so all of that part, that wing, I also saw movies, you know, studios where we could go in and watch some Christian movies or make some Christian movies or what have you that's there. But I saw it being a type of facility to where our people would love to come and just spend time, not just in worship, but spend time in fellowship. So a beautiful cafeteria, you know, where Pastor Karen Salad, you know, it'll be the Valerie Salad Day, amen. And so people will be coming near for that. We don't belong to your church, but can we come in here and get some Pastor Salad? Just give us some salad, please, you know. That cafeteria had that in, and I saw executive dining. You know, I just dreamed it out. It was a beautiful place. I can see it. You know, the motivator said, if you can see it, you can receive it. Amen. So I see that for us, you know, in the future, and I see the seeding of it now with the hearts of the people. Amen. Just come and want to do what God wants, desire for them to do. And I tell you, the Bible tells, listen to this scripture. You ought to walk around with this scripture. The Bible says that if you delight yourself in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you, Messiah, the desires of your heart. Well, Dr. B, you desire that kind of thing? Yes. I'd like to go to a church that has all of those amenities, amen? And it's not just for the elite, it's for the people in leadership, amen? But everybody in the church can come and partake of the full facility, amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So that when the home has come to the sanctuary for us to feed them, not just on Thanksgiving and not just for Christmas, but how about we feed them every Sunday, amen? Every Sunday they can come in and get a meal. God can bless us like that. Hallelujah. He blessed you to eat Sunday every Sunday. He can bless the homeless people to eat every Sunday, and he can use us there. Amen. So the cafeteria is in full effect. Amen. I see that. Glory to God. I see that. Amen. I see that, and I thank God for that. I thank God for the spirit of my mama, because she would belong to a church like that. Amen. Because you come to Lily's house, you're going to eat something, and they never let her chicken neck soup is going to be good, too, and some cornbread. So leaving all this, I got you real hungry for the Word of God. I'm going to bring up his mama so she can introduce him, because don't nobody know him like but the woman who gave birth to him, amen, the woman who carried her in her womb for 9 months. She can properly introduce her son. And after that, you hear the men of God, amen, bring forth the Word of God, and we're excited about hearing it, amen. Pastor Valerie Parham.
Truly, I am excited about what God is getting ready to do in Minister Matthew. I truly thank and praise God. He's a gentle spirit. He's a person who loves the Lord. Don't say a whole lot, sit back, but I truly thank and praise God, because he absorbs and he takes it in. And I thank God that what he's going to bring forth today I give God praise that Mama didn't help him pray. Mama didn't help him prepare for this. This is from God's ear gate through his mouth. So I just want you to receive him in love, receive what he's going to allow God to minister to you all and to me today. I'm excited. What about you?
Amen.
I said, I'm excited. What about you? Amen. I'm excited about this man of God and what God is doing for him and through him. Amen. But no further long prolonging, I'll just introduce you all to Minister Matthew. Woo!
Amen. Amen. Thanks for letting me be here, Pastor Verlaine, Elder Brewer. Just want to share a couple of words with you today and just give you what God has told me to give you.
Amen.
Without further ado, I'm going to read from 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. As it reads, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. So my title for you today is Closed Mouth, Don't Get Fed. So what God has given me today is that the time is now. It's time to step up to the plate. It's time to get things right with God and time to open your mouth. See, you have to feed your spirit and digest the word to grow in Christ. And man that doesn't work doesn't eat. So how do you expect to grow in Christ when you don't eat? In the word, it says, you reap what you sow. So if you're not putting things inside your spirit to build you up, you're not growing. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you shouldn't block your blessing because you decide to close your mouth and not open your mouth. See, in this season, you have to call out to God like the birds and get out the nest and out of our comfort zones and take wings like an eagle and fly. You can't be like birds and wait to get fed anymore. You have to have that hunger and thirst. And we can't miss out on our meal ticket because we kept our mouth shut. We have to be about our Father's business.
Yeah.
We got to ask him what it is he created for us to do and be obedient and walk in his perfectly chosen destiny for our lives. We have to pray and ask the Heavenly Father to show us what it is that his will is for our life. You have to ask God, reveal to me what you have prepared me to do, Lord, and that you would open up my eyes to see as Jesus saw that you have for him to do, and you would speak in my ears to hear your voice speaking to me, the truth of your will. Strengthen me to do what you have called me to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The reason why we take communion is to eat the crackers to represent the body and the juice to represent the blood that God shed on Calvary to become whole again and fixed by Jesus. Communion is important because it's a command to remember Jesus wants us to remember every time we taste the bread and wine that even when we sit at tables in our own homes, and he is the one who provides all we need. He gives us the physical food that we need to survive and the spiritual nourishment that we need to keep taking the next steps with him. God said in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we don't have to want or beg for anything because God is going to take care of us. He's our source. Then he goes to say in Hebrews 5:13-5, let your conversations be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So in saying, be content of what you have, because I'm continuously blessing you, even though it may not seem like I'm here, I'm doing things behind the scenes. I'm working things out for your good. So that being said, God is the right now God. So when we ask, it's already done. That being said, in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. So everything is at your fingertips. So you just have to line yourself up with the Word of God and ask. But if you don't ask, how do you expect for it to be done? So the first thing is opening up your mouth. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power and love and self-discipline. In 2 Timothy 1:7, so even when we pray and ask for anything, we have to do so with authority and demonstration. You have to have faith. You have to act like this thing we're asking God for is already done. We got to show our problems how big our God is instead of the other way around. You have to have faith. In Hebrews 11:30 says, it was by faith that the people of Jericho and Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came down. So what if the people didn't have faith? What if the people were like, we're tired, we've been walking all day, my feet hurt, and just gave up? You know? Sometimes in life you get tired and weary. We try to have faith, but then it vanishes. The devil comes in, distracts us, you get off track. But if you just keep your eyes on the prize and have faith, those walls that you thought would never come down in your life will surely come down. But oftentimes you go through trials and tribulations and you get discouraged and say, oh, well, we'll save it for later. And we just slack on God. But God never slacks on us. He continues to wake us up each day, every morning, gives us the uses of our limbs, and continues to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. But what do we do in turn? We slack on God. We have to get to a place in our lives where we can't be wishy-washy with God. He continues to bless us day in and day out. So my message for you today is tap in. Tap into the favor and the glory of God. Tap into your callings. Tap into your gifts. Tap into what God has predestined you to be.
Yes.
Tap into God's timing because it is accelerated. In God's timing, he can do more for you in 5 minutes than he can do in your entire life.
Yes,
but all we have to do is tap into God's presence and obey God. Repent of our sins and give our life to Christ. Spend more time with him and less time with the worldly things. Oftentimes, we get lost. We feel like we're repeating the same things over and over.
Yeah.
But God is trying to get you to focus in. He's trying to get you to focus on the thing he wants you to focus on. It's kind of like being in school where the teacher gives you work and you do it. But you get off track and you're missing things. So God has to go behind the scenes and give you some extra credit. Some he has to give you some one-on-one time with him. He has to give you some extra credit to catch up and then give you the test over again. You repeat the same things because God is trying to get you to tap in to what he's saying. You feel like, wow, we've already been here. Like, well, I've seen this before. Why can't I move on? When we really need to focus on the things God is trying to get you to focus on.
Amen.
So with that being said, don't miss out on what God has for you because you're too close to your blessings to give up now.
Yeah.
See, babies have to eat to grow, so if you can't stop eating our blessings of God and die premature. Babies cry when they're hungry, need to be changed, or don't like their situations. and want to be held. So the mother does one of those three things. So as believers, we have to feed our spirits, get equipped with the word of God, and then pray with power and demonstration. And send praises up to the God, then he will send blessings down, which changes the position you're in, therefore brings you to a different season.
Yeah.
This is your season.
Yeah.
Decree it and declare it.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Closed mouth cannot be fed. Hallelujah. We're going to do as we do each week. We're going to have our leadership to come and give comment and encouragement to the man of God, the messenger today. We're going to start with our Pastor Lonnie and then
I see some echo of my style and your style, brother. I love Donnell's awesome word. Can't close your mouth, man. You got to be fed. Got to see that, bro. I love that word. And it burned in me a little bit, boy. So, you know, out of the mouth of babies, boy, when you're growing up. And I liked it. I didn't know you had a voice like that, Doc. So now you got to use it more. You got to open up more, son. That was awesome.
I'm glad, boy. I'm happy, boy. I hear that. Come on. Thank you, God. That's all I'm going to learn.
Praise the Lord. That was a beautiful message of Minister Matt. And you and I are similar. I don't do a lot of talking. I guess I preserve my energy. But when I need to talk, I can talk. And the key word is if you close your mouth, you won't be fed. If you close your mind to God, then you will not get the word. And the Bible says that we have to have the word. We have to read the word. We cannot be saying, well, I didn't read the Bible. A lot of people feel that they can use that as an excuse. I never got a chance to read the Bible. There's so many Bibles around here. That was your decision. The word is there for you to read to encourage yourself. And I like the part where you say, well, we seem like we've been here before. That's the grace and the mercy that God's given us. Because like I said, you know, that we could have been consumed a long time ago, but God gives us grace because he wants us to get it right. He wants us to get it right because, you know, we're past sinners. I'm talking about man will pass sinners on you in a minute. He won't give you another chance. He'll give up on you. Oh, no, look, he ain't got no ride. I can't be talking to him no more because he don't want to ride. Yeah. But God stays with us. And as we said, we have to open our mouth up. We have to be hungry for the word, you know, and we have to be more so. But a lot of people nowadays, they are getting distracted by this cell phone and video games. And so many people now are not even going to church. They feel that they can be saved by watching church at home. That's the devil telling you that. But you know, book fact, when the pastor's preaching, when you're at home, you're in the bathroom or somewhere in the kitchen making your sandwich, you missed that key word. That key word that you should have got, you missed it because you was in there making a sandwich in the bathroom doing something, and then you missed it. So we have to stay rooted in God, stay in the church, and it was an outstanding message, and I'd love to hear you come again.
Amen.
Closed mouth, do not get fed.
Amen.
I tell you, I just give God the praise. Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God. I give God the glory. I give him the honor. I thank God because I meant I won't go help my son with this word. I want to know what's down in your belly. What should I hear in all these years in your life? You understand? So now I'm going to piggyback and help my son out. Because, you know, this is tag team. So what he said, close mouths, don't get fed. In other words, the Bible says it like this. He said, if we keep our mouths closed, the rocks are going to cry out for us. And I don't know if that's so, but I don't need a rock crying out for me, huh? And not only does he say it like that, but then he goes,
say, well, I need my mouth filled with more prayer. I heard Mary, Mary and them say, a little more Peter. Well, I don't need a little bit more Jesus because I got Jesus on my side. All I got to do is offer up the praise of God. And when I offer up his praise, Matthew, I'm getting fed. Every time I tell my lover, he feeds me the more. Every time I tell my Satan God to be, he blesses me the more. He said, if I bless him, huh? He said, here, fill me up. Cover overflow. I tell you, baby, you blessed your mama that day, huh? He blessed me, huh? Because I ain't going to keep my mouth closed. And anybody that knows anything about me, I could be in a grocery store. I could be walking down the block. I'm going to open up my mouth, and I'm going to let the world know, hey, I serve a living God. He's not dead. He got up. Glory be to God. And when he got up with power. But not only did he get up with the power, but he extended it to me. Glory be to God. And then he told me, take dominion. Glory be to God. And when he told us, take dominion, he means rule. Glory be to God. And when we begin to rule, we start doing like I have to say. We call those things elders with desire. So let me open. God said, how you did it, Dr. B? She was standing up here. Said, I saw this, and I saw that. What God was giving was giving her a vision. The Bible said without a vision, the people perish. I thank God for the vision, because if we can visualize it, we can get it. But if we keep our mouths closed, like Pastor, like Minister Matthew said, we can't get it. But he said, wherever two or three together in his name, what you desire. He said in Psalms, delight yourself. My God, my God. Delight yourself. Delight means I come before him. Tell him, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I give you glory. God, I give you honor. God, I magnify you. God, I live for you. God, I die for you. Delighting myself in him. Oh, bless his name. He said, and then, see, after Adam came my heart, then he comes and he said, and then, Elsa, I'm going to do something. I'm going to get you the desires of your heart. What is it that you desire me to do? It's something about being in a relationship with God.
Yes.
I got to go see. It's something about being in a relationship. Glory be to God. When you're in a relationship, my soul, glory. When you're in a relationship, you already know what the person desires. You already know what the need is when you're in that relationship. Because you'll be one.
Yes.
You'll be walking. You one. You talking. You one. You move. You one. Because you're in a relationship.
Yes.
And because God is in relationship with us. Because we are his children. He said, just delight me. In other words, just rest in me. Just be confident. I got you. I got you. And what I got out of this message today was, he got me. No matter what it looks like, no matter if it seems like I've been here before, I got you. No matter how hard it gets, I got you. Hey, glory be to God. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself like David.
Yeah.
David encouraged himself in the Lord. He was going through a whole lot of stuff. And if we look at our lives, we're going through a whole lot of stuff. But Matthew said, we've been here before. And sometimes when you've been in a situation before, you can become a little bit discouraged. Sometimes you can become a little bit unglued. But then when you step back, glory be to God, and you take another look at it, you see, if he did it once, he going to do it again. Why? Because he said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I tell you, glory be to God, you might just get excited. I get excited about the word of God. I just get so full in my spirit, just knowing that he's not just sitting there, but how God is downloading in our thinking. We don't know what these babies are receiving, but we know one thing. We're planting the seed, and God is watering it, and God is allowing somebody to water it, and God is giving an increase, and he is lunging them forward. And I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing. This is the first time my son has ever spoke. So I give God the praise and the glory that he didn't have to come behind myself, but he came for what God gave him. And I said, God, I thank you. Use him even the more. I bless God today for the word. You have truly, truly, truly blessed your mom this day. I tell you, I give God the honor. Oh, I bless him. Y'all don't understand. I magnify him. You know, we grow our children up. The Bible said they won't depart from it. But sometimes when you're planting a seed, being a minister, you don't know what your children are receiving. But to hear him say,
just to hear him stand up here and say, I've been here before.
He could have gave up, Elder. He could have said, you know what, it's too much for me.
But he didn't.
But he didn't. He could have said, no, I don't want this assignment, Dr. B. But he said, I'll take it. If I got to come falling, put your ear on somebody else and just encourage me. If I got to come lifting, if I got to come stumbling, if I got to come and I don't even understand it all. Because sometimes when you call to ministry, people think you're supposed to know it all and you're supposed to understand it. Well, we coming as we are. We coming as we are. We coming as we are. And God has given an increase. When we look around in this world, we see God giving an increase. That's why we can't afford to stay in our natural eyes. We got to go in the spirit. And I thank God how God put Dr. B in the spirit. And he allowed her to see something. So now she knows how to come with the power. She knows now how to protect her land. Glory be to God. The Bible says it like this. He said the kingdom of God took a balance, and the balance takes it by force. And I tell you, I thank God. I thank God. I'm encouraged more. I thank God. I can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The angels came today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Minister Matthew,
your pastor got a lot out of this message today. I couldn't write fast enough taking my notes. There's certain things I just want to emphasize. If you might have me to do that, let me do that. Allow me to do that. He said toward the end, God is fine. I'm thinking about Color Purple. God is trying to tell you something. It is. God is trying to get you. Elder Good, God is trying to get you to focus on what he wants you to focus on. Is that what you said? That's what I heard. And I just said, what? I'm going to write that down for sure. God is trying to get you to focus. And that word focus, that word is kind of the spirit is speaking about focus. I had somebody that texted me from California just before I came to church today, and she said, I need you to pray for me because I'm feeling overwhelmed. And Minister Matthew, the first thing that came to my mind is only focus on what's important today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. That's biblical. You know, sufficient is today. Today's trouble. And then I stopped what I was doing and went on, because I'm a very graphic person, I went on the Google and Googled all the pictures I could think about to send her that dealt with focusing on now. And then I found a picture, one of the first pictures I found was a picture of a sign on a brick wall. Sometimes we can be like a brick wall to God. Sometimes he's trying to get us to focus, and we're standing like a brick wall, and nothing coming in and nothing coming out. But on that brick wall, white brick wall, was a white sign with black letters that said, focus on today. Only focus on today. And, which, you know, we could just give the invitation right there, because in the day that you hear God's word, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Amen. Accept the invitation. It's a free invitation. Like Minister Pastor Valerie said, you got to get dressed up for this invitation. It's no black tie affair. Come as you are. Thanks to God, all over the world, wherever you're listening, alive or archived, come to Jesus today. Focus on that so you can hear what the Spirit is trying to tell you, the church. You're the church. Focus on trying to hear the voice of God. Those that are readers of the Word know that the Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice, and no other will they follow. My sheep know my voice, and no other will they follow.
And let me tell you, it's a lot of people trying to tell you a lot of wrong stuff to do out here today. We have a lot of bad counsel in the world. We're focusing on the wrong thing. I summarized in the last 48 hours that I'm going to start focusing on Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, God got the heart of Donald Trump like he got everybody else. And if Donald Trump want to act like the devil, God can kick him where he kicked Satan. And you know what I'm saying? He can just do that. God is in control, not Donald Trump. I don't care if he gets to be president. God is still going to, and he's still in control. So I'm gonna stop giving my energy to that. I can talk about more things better than what Donald Trump doing, what Cruz is doing, what Rubio is doing, even what Hillary and the other old man is doing. They're gonna do what they need to do. I'm gonna do what I need to do. I'm gonna focus on God and the kingdom and advancing the kingdom. Amen. And so, but I want to encourage you to get in the kingdom so you can focus on the right thing. And so when Minister Master said, God is trying to get you to focus on what God needs you to focus on, that thing blessed me because it's a place my heart was already going. Now I know I'm going in the right direction. The other thing Minister Master said, he says, tap in. Y'all hear it? Tap into God's favor. He said, not only that, tap into God's timing. God's timing is accelerated. But you know what? I don't want to miss the train. Amen. I'm going to get on the supersonic because that's what God's on. Because if he wants to take me somewhere, I'm not going to be late for that train. I'm late for a lot of things. I ain't going to be late for that. If God is accelerating, I'm on the train. I'm going where God is going. Amen. He said, not only that, he said, tap into God's presence. Well, how can you do that, Minister Matthew, unless you get into his word? Yes. Amen. The Bible says that God's word is light, and the entrance of God's word bringeth light. God's word is spirit. God's word is powerful. God's word is healing. God's word will deliver you. Amen. God's word will bring you peace. God's word will set you on high. God's word will open up your eyes. God's word will shut a door that you don't need to go in. God's word will open a door that you need to go. God's word can do so many things. The Bible says he sent his word, and it delivered us and healed us from all of our destruction. Get in his presence. Start in his word. And then open your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Because the Holy Spirit is only magnifying what the word says. The Bible says the Holy Spirit comes to lead us and to guide us and to teach us all truth based on the word. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you nothing that the word is not already emphasized. Amen? Good word, Minister Matthew. One last thing I want to share with you that I wrote down that really blessed me. He said this, the time is now. Huh? It's a kingdom echo in this house, in love, in the love zone. The time is now. And then he said, step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. In other words, he said, show up. Be accountable. You know, present yourself. Come on with it. Come with it, as I say. Come with it. Present yourself. Story, old preacher down in Oklahoma told me about, you know, Oklahoma, they have a lot of Indians. And they were having a revival in the land. And the first night, the Indian chief, after he heard the message of the word of the Lord, he came and he brought the preacher a goat. And the preacher said, I appreciate the goat, but that's not what God wants. So the chief went out, came back the next night, heard the word. He came, he brought two goats. I'm paraphrasing the story. I don't remember the essence of it. So if it ain't right, somebody hear it on there. If it ain't right, that's my version of the story. Second, and he said, no, appreciate the two goats, but that's not what God wants. The Indian chief walked away, kind of dejected, came back the third night, heard the word. And he came back and he brought two goats, and some skin, you know, how they hunters and stuff like that. And the preacher said on the third night, which was probably the last night, he said, Indian chief, the God has no need of the goats, one goat, two goats, or some skins. What God wants is you. What God wants is you. And I believe that that's what Matthew's word in essence was telling us, that God wants you, and he wants you to open up your mouth so you can be fed and you can be nourished and you can be used by God for his glory. God got something for all of us to do, young people, old people, about to be something for all of us listening audience. And we need to be about it. Amen?
Amen?
We need to be about it. Thank you for tuning in today. And those of you that are listening by radio, live or archive, we want to ask you also to join us on Saturdays here at 4:30, around that time, every Saturday, God willing. If we're not on, it's because God had us doing something different. But every Saturday, we want to be about God's business. We want to invite you to be a part of that. We want to invite you also to pray for us and sow seeds into this ministry. The vision was cast lightly today in terms of the facility that we want. We got a lot of things to do even before that facility manifests itself. But we got people all across the country now sowing into our ministry and willing to in prayer and in finances, and we want to invite you to do that. We want to invite the household to give your tithes and give your offerings that's there, building the kingdom of God. I can say, you know, I thank God that every month we've been able to pay our rent, and that's a good thing. Amen? That's a good thing. And we want to continue to do so. So keep that in mind. This is the last week of the month. We're approaching this there. We celebrate in this house what God has done for us and what God is doing for us in our individual lives and our collective lives. We're one in terms of our love for one another. And we know that what God has done for one of us, he can do for all of us that's there. And so, again, bring the tithes and bring the offerings into the storehouse so God might be able to use what you bring and he might bless you like he really wants to. Amen? Go ahead and come forth now and take up our offering. We're going to go ahead and release our online cyberspace church. Remember that if you desire to send us a love offering, you can do that. You can send it to Unfailing Love Ministries, 8542 Sunningdale Terrace, Chesterfield, Virginia, 23832. Again, that's Unfailing Love Ministries, 8542 Sunningdale Terrace, SunningTerrace, Chesterfield, Virginia, 23832. Until we speak with you again on next Saturday, know that God loves you. His love is unfailing. He's a faithful God. And remember that we love you too. God bless you. End of his love song with us next week.